Hi everyone, my name is Marissa Santoro and I'm the founder of In Our Shoes. Welcome to our site and our little community here. In Our Shoes is an organization I started a few years ago in support and celebration of women in business, specifically women who are mothers and juggling all the different shoes which we slip into every day. It did start out for working mothers, but it has branched out to pretty much all working women. I was pleased to find out over time that I had a lot of readers that aren't moms, but find the value here really empowering and inspiring, and so I'm still at it and here to deliver as much wisdom and tactical solutions as I can. Here at In Our Shoes, so I hope you enjoy. Today is the second part of the five footprints which smart, ambitious women follow while following their passions in business. In Our Shoes has represented a community based on many of the interviews that I've done, interviewing successful women entrepreneurs, women in business who are leaders, women who have really juggled everything and, you know, really found success by following the passions and what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So with that wisdom and with my own life experiences growing the platform here at In Our Shoes, one of the things I found was that there are many common traits of successful women who really want to go for what they love. And so that's what the seminar here is all about. It's going through those most common tracks that we make as we're following our passions. And today is the second footprint. So I hope you enjoy. So the second footprint that smart, ambitious women make is conquering our self-doubt. Unfortunately, women who are successful or even confident and just trying to, you know, build their businesses, have all said the same thing. We all doubt ourselves as we're going on our journey. A couple of months ago, I wrote a column for an article in Here is the City News, which I also have on the new scroll bar over to the left, called The Imposter Syndrome. The imposter syndrome is something that is very common for women in business. There are men that have been known to suffer from it, I guess you could say. But for whatever reason, women who are successful don't believe that we've gotten to where we are based on our, you know, our drive and our talents and all the things that we are that get us to where we're going. We constantly doubt whether we're lucky or just, you know, had a good fortune working with the right people. It's really hard for us to place ownership where it belongs, and that's with us. So all women that I've interviewed, and I myself, as I've been growing the platform here at In Our Shoes, have said we always have self-doubt. It's something that we don't have to like about ourselves, but we do need to know it. And the reason we need to know it is because we have to remember to put those self-doubt voices to the curb and kick them down when we're going about our business. If we're in meetings at work, for example, how many times have I been in office meetings where I felt if I was speaking too loud or I interjected with a really valuable point that I had on my mind, I would always feel like, well, was it appropriate to do that when, you know, my boss or a male colleague was speaking? Am I being rude? You know, these are things that really question things for us when we're seated at the table in our careers. There's no reason why we shouldn't feel confident and qualified to be assertive when sharing our thoughts. I can't tell you how many times I myself have spoken to a large audience, either doing a speech for In Our Shoes or doing a speech for business in technology. It doesn't really matter what I talked about, but every time before standing up to do a speech, I used to always feel whether anyone in that audience had would feel like I had anything valuable to say and to share. That was absolutely ridiculous because I was obviously invited to do these brief speeches to share my wisdom and my lessons learned. But yet still, right before getting on that podium, you know, there it goes again, the self-doubt. So this is something that is very common. If you happen to feel like you're constantly questioning, you know, whether you're good enough or whether your worth has any value in the business or career that you're in today, I'm here to tell you that there is no foundation for any of these thoughts. They just are, and we have to remember and constantly remember and get into the habit of kicking them to the curb. I come to the table with my expertise from meeting many successful women entrepreneurs and leaders in companies. I've also met many topic experts. I have my own career in corporate America, gaining my own insights and experiences, and as a writer who's been featured in several news platforms, I also bring wisdom. And yet still, throughout my journey, I can tell you, right before, you know, putting that last period at the end of the sentence, there's always that lingering, well, was this really worth it? Will anyone really want to read my work? So I'm sharing this with you so that you know you're very, very much normal. And it's very inhibiting when we're trying to go for what we want in life. And this really does apply to anything. The seminar here is focused on business and encouraging and empowering women to really go for what they want to do in business. But really, this is advice that we could use for anything and anyone that we're working with, even our children if you're a mom. You know, am I a good mom? How many times have we questioned whether we're good parents, you know, just relying on our own innate wisdom. So this second footprint is all about throwing away the self-doubt because it is a story that we make up. The other thing about smart, ambitious women like ourselves is that we're perfectionists, which basically means there's no room for error. We have in our minds how things are supposed to be done, and unfortunately, that's a great trait to have because we're so detail oriented, and we really think of all the different angles when we're you know setting out to do a task. But on the other flip side, it's also what makes us our own worst enemy. You know, are people judging us is something that we question. Will people size us up if we don't get it exactly right? You know. It's okay to have, you know, to make room for mistakes, but for whatever reason, again, we're so driven and we are so focused on, you know, getting that perfect speech out or getting that, you know, perfect deliverable, whatever that means in your world, that we're very, very hard on ourselves, and that can cause us to fall back and slow down if we're really on a roll and we're getting places with our career. And then we screw up for whatever reason, and maybe not entirely our fault, but we screw up. That really sets us back, and we take it hard, and we can't do that. It's something that we have to remember, you know, not to get down on ourselves. If you are rooted in something that you know, if you know something really well, even if you're not academically on paper, you know, shown to be a proven expert in the field that you're pursuing, that doesn't matter. If you're pursuing something and you're talented in it and you like it, then you are an expert, and you have to have that confidence, even with yourself, when you're making mistakes. And failure is always how we grow, right? So we have to remember to shake it off and just do it, as Nike says. One quote that I love from an interview that I did with a woman recently is, she said, "I don't think, I just do. If I start to think, then I start to doubt." Sometimes we know what we have to do in business, but then when we think about it, and that's another thing women do, right? We think and we think and we think. We're great thinkers. That's why we have such amazing ideas and great planning. But sometimes thinking too much causes us to question ourselves again. And so, you know, when coming out with your planning of how you're going to, you know, skin the different cats in your business model, sometimes it's important to just do and not think too much because that self-doubt creeps in. And there's also, as perfectionists, we're sometimes very, you know, very concerned about the image that others have of us. Versus the image that we have of ourselves. And those two are completely different most of the time. As we see ourselves are, you know, women with talent but with flaws. And we don't want others to see that flaw. We feel that they are signs of failure, of weakness, and that people wouldn't want to do business with us. And that's not the image that other people have, especially if you're starting out in the business and you're just getting off the ground. People are really inspired by that. And even if you do, make mistakes along the way, you know rationally that these are things that you have to do in order to grow. I've said this before in previous videos. I may have mentioned it a few times in posts, but it's so important for us self-doubters to ask the people that we're close with, our friends, our colleagues, our family, what it is about you that stands out for them. What is it about your personality that really strikes them? What is it about what you do best really strikes them? What do they admire you for? What strengths make you shine? It's important to get that feedback. If you're going to succeed in this business life of yours, you have to have the drive and the ambition. And on the days that you aren't, that's not being a failure. That's a pause. And sometimes pauses are good. It's a way for us to step back and to reexamine where we are. But when we're reaching out to friends and family about, the things that really do work for us, these are the times when we're pausing for us to think back and say, okay, these are the things that I know I'm talented in and I'm rooted in. These are what other people have seen me as. And they're kind of like our safety nets when we're getting down on ourselves and we feel like, well, we're not making or having the same momentum that we initially had when we were making all those, major tracks in our business. Sometimes you go really, really fast, and sometimes you go slow, and sometimes we just come to a full stop. It's when you make those full stops, when you have to look back and go back to those words of encouragement and those words of how people that are closest to us see us, because that's what really keeps us going and validates where we are in our careers. I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it again. Successful people are not the most talented. Successful people are the most driven and the most passionate, and you have to keep that in mind because that leaves so much room for error. That leaves us wiggle room to do and make as many mistakes as we like. As long as you have that ambition and that drive, you keep that momentum up, and the universe will respond, and you'll get to where you need to go. I remember a few months ago I was fortunate enough to attend a women's seminar from a woman that had written a few books on women's leadership. She's a very well-known writer for women. And after the seminar, I had a short chat with her about the work that I do in her shoes, and I just wanted to ask if she had any advice, for someone like me who is building a platform like this for women as it paralleled so much as what she was doing. And I will never forget, she looked me in the eye and with such a passionate, serious, deep understanding of what it takes to really get to where you want to be, she said to me, "You have to have an unyielding, dogged faith in yourself, and don't let anyone stand in your way, even the people that you're closest to and that you love the most. It's an unyielding, dogged faith. You're standing alone a lot. Even if you have people supporting you, at the end of the day, it does come back. It does come down to you, and you have to remember the beliefs that you have in yourself. And this will again kick all that self doubt to the curb. If you have that faith in yourself, you'll have moments of where you're questioning things. That's okay, and that's normal. But at the end, you have to fall back to a belief in yourself and don't let anyone, change that voice for you. Even if there are others that feel you should take a different direction that are supportive, but they feel like maybe you should go a different route to get to where you're going. You take people's opinions and you take people's advice and you lay it all on the table, but at the end of the day, you have that instinctual direction of where you need to be headed in order to get success, and it will lead you in the right direction. But it is, it could be a very lonely place. I almost feel sometimes it has felt like standing naked in the middle of a blizzard because at the end of the day, the buck stops with you and you know where you need to be and what steps you need to take to get success. if you're ever nervous about meeting with a client or a prospect or doing that speech or something that really requires you to stick your neck out, that means that you're growing. So little tips of advice here. I try to throw out just to kind of look for those pitfalls and just pick yourself back up again, because you will have those moments where you need to step back and question, you know, the work that you're doing, question whether you're doing it right, whether you should listen to so-and-so who's become expert at it. There are so many obstacles, mental obstacles, that can hold us back, and you have to take them one by one. But at the end of the day, if you believe in what you're doing, you will get there. The other thing that I like to close with here, as women, we are simply not good at self-promotion. We're all about supporting other women and talking about the accomplishments of other people, especially other women, the values of other successful women. But when it comes to ourselves, for whatever reason, we just don't self-promote, as opposed to men who do. Women are very task-oriented. We're in the details. That's why we're so perfectionist. We're so perfect in our perfectionist mode. But one of the things I talk about in my seminars is when coaching women is, you know, collaborating with other women, or what I like to call picking up other women, is where we do get good at self-promotion, because we're supporting each other. And as we're supporting each other, we become advocates for each other. And then we help to expose one another. And as we're exposing one another, our self-worth gets risen. And then we become self-promoters, because we start to form all these little circles together. So just another thing that we need to know about ourselves: we're not good self-promoters, but once we get into the thick of it and we start really finding our female village, we do become good self-promoters and really rise to the occasion of shouting our names off the rooftops. And that's how I feel sometimes when I'm here at In Our Shoes. You know, a thought enters my mind and I can't wait to share it with people who might be reading my work or attending my seminars, because now I'm at a stage where, I do add value, and you do add value. If you're pursuing something, you're obviously adding value to what it is that you want to do in your career, and that's not being a lightweight, that's for sure. The other thing I want to mention quickly here, I haven't really talked about it much, but a lot of women always tell me, aside from liking the content of In Our Shoes, they just absolutely love the femininity of the red high heel, which I have all over. I actually chose the red high heel as my quote-unquote brand unconsciously. I don't really have that many red shoes. I have one pair that's similar to the one on the site. But then I realized, I picked the red shoe, the red high heel, because it really emulates what women, smart, ambitious women are. A woman in a red high heel cannot be kicked to the curb. It's the killer shoe. Stand in our way as we're out and set out to get to where we want to go. If you stand in our way, we will run you over, and we will step on you with our high heels, our red high heels, and of course red being a well-known symbol of strength. So the red high heel is all about the women with quiet confidence who walk into the room, turn heads, and really know what we want to do and how we want to do it. So homework exercise. Every footprint here that I talk about always ends with a homework exercise. I'd like you to consider something. Ideally, it would be best if it were related to the business that you're kind of tossing around in your head, but even if it's not, I want you to just consider something that you can do, taking a step in a new direction, which would normally be considered a big deal for you, something that could be a gutsy move, whether it be, picking up the phone to ask somebody that you know is influential to where you need to be, or something that you've always been, tossing around, but again, the voices of self-doubt have encroached in, and you haven't had the confidence to make that move to move forward in the direction that you like. It's a gutsy move, something that would maybe shock people, but where you don't care what the outcome is, one way or the other. You're just so glad that you stuck your neck out a little and And again, whether it's picking up the phone to call someone or emailing or doing something, walking into a store and asking the owner for, you know, their best advice and whatever it is that they're doing, something that really gets you out of your skin and is not the norm for you. And and where you've often thought that, you know, no one would want to talk to you about this move, and where you don't feel like you would find success in. If you're not sure and you're not feeling comfortable still, email me and I will coach you on how to do it. And that's a promise. You will hear back from me. So go out and do something off the chart, something gutsy, and something that you will definitely directly benefit from. Even if it's something that you're cutting a deal with somebody, cutting deals is definitely gutsy and something you absolutely need to know how to do, especially if you're going into an entrepreneurship type of business. Independent professionals are cutting deals left and right. So, again, try it out, and if not, email me, and I promise to coach you through it. Yeah, we have to get used to going for the little thing, going after the things that we want, and really shooing those little voices in our heads that are always screaming the word no. I hope you enjoyed this second footprint, and I look forward to speaking to you more as we continue on with the five footprints that smart, ambitious women take when following their passions in business. Thank you. Bye.